seems like in this this sort of layout of questions, similar to that happened in the sutta, in this sutta as well.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like almost everyone Buddha asks, whenever he asks them, is that which is impermanent suffering? Everyone right away, it seems like it's obvious yes. But that's kind of strange because for probably many people, they kind of have to think about it for a bit. I mean, you can think about it and understand it, but I'm just curious why everyone seems to, in the sutta,
to automatically assume.
Whereas if I didn't know anything about Buddhism and someone asked me that, I'd say, well, no, I'm not actually. You're just curious.
It's a point. Yeah, it is a point.
It's also how dukkha was understood as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the word suffering is kind of quite limited. there's many ways of translating it, but one way is something that is impermanent, is it perfect or imperfect?
That's how Ajahn Mahinda translated.
Oh, really?
The new Ajahn Chah. All the suffering in the new Ajahn Chah books, it's all about perfect or imperfect. I think these are imperfect.
Mm-hmm. it's changing all the time. It's perfection. There are many different ways. So that, because dukkha had a different, it wasn't limited. Just is it miserable?